website.
There's a small town in the Midwest that wanted to build a bigger shul. And they were very busy trying to arrange funding and arrange planning to build this bigger shul. One day the rabbi gets a phone call. And the guy tells him, "You don't know me, but I'd like to have a meeting with you." So the rabbi says, "Okay, try to find time." They try to find time. It doesn't work out so fast. Finally, the guy calls again and again, and finally they set up a meeting, and they meet. And the guy shows up and tells him, "I want to donate a large section of your shul." So the rabbi says, "Okay, I'm happy to hear it. Who are you? What's going on?" So the guy says, "I'm not Orthodox. I don't know. I don't know much about what Judaism is all about, but I want to have a big hand in the building of this shul." And he ended up donating, I think, $100,000 or $150,000 to the building of the shul. So the rabbi asked the guy, he said, "Do you mind telling me why, what brought you to donate to the shul?" So the man says, "Yeah, I'll tell you. I flew to Israel, and I went to the Kotel. I went to the Western Wall. And it was my first time connecting with Judaism, and they gave me a siddur, so I started reading. I was moved by it, and it impressed me. And as I was standing by the wall, there was this man with long locks standing and swaying, praying fervently at that wall. And I just stood there and I was mesmerized by the fervor with which he stood praying by that wall. And I left the wall saying, that's amazing. If a person could have such movement and such connection with his creator, I want to have a hand in that. I was mesmerized by that Hasid, and I decided near where I live, I want to help build a place where people can worship like that. And when I came back, I did research and I found out you're building such a place. So that's why I want to fund, that's why I want to help fund the building of your synagogue." So the rabbi who quoted the story, I don't remember which shul I was in, that where the rabbi quoted the story, he said that, imagine this chassid. He was standing there swaying in front of the kotel. He didn't know he was being looked, he was being watched. He's going to come to Shemaim, and they'll come and they'll tell him, this kid was educated in the shul you built. This kid was educated in the shul you built. These minyanim, and he's going to look at them and say, what minyanim? What shul did I build? And they'll tell him, you don't know. And you were standing there praying. There was a man who looked at you, and you moved him by the way you were. So Chazal taught us that we don't know who's looking at us. We don't know who we move. But we have a responsibility. We have a responsibility to make a Kiddush Hashem, and Chalila not to make a Chilul Hashem. And those Chazal told us are of the most weighty mitzvot and avirot. Chilul Hashem, a person until death, he can't get forgiven. And that can teach us how important Kiddush Hashem is. So one of the things we have to think about, we're wearing a kippah, we're going around, people look at us. I always say that when we walk around, there's no difference between me and you and the next guy. I was once leaving the apartment and Rabbi Ort was there and I saw he didn't have a winter coat. So I told him, Rabbi Ort, you must not realize it's cold outside. So he said, yeah, when I left Lakewood, things were still warm. I didn't realize it was getting this cold. So I said, okay, I have a coat here. And I gave him my big green coat. I was fresh to yeshiva. I had one of those big green like army jackets. And I said, it's okay, I have an extra Shabbos coat. And I went to the back room. I went to get my Shabbos coat. And then I looked at him and I said, hey, he's the head of the kol, such Talmid Chacham, he's going to walk out in this big green coat. So I said, wait a second, you can't wear a coat like that. I'll take that coat. Here, you take my Shabbos coat. So he said, no, why can't I walk out in a coat like this? So I said, because you're a big rabbi. I'm just a student here. You can't walk in a coat like that. So he said, no, I'm going to go in a coat like that. I said, what do you mean you're going to go in a coat like that? You take this coat, I'll take that coat. So he said, no, what's the difference between us? I told him, there's a big difference between us. So he said, no. When we walk on the street, no one knows the difference between me and you. All they see is two people with a hat and a beard and a jacket. What's the difference if I'm the one wearing the green coat or you're the one wearing the green coat? No one thinks any difference between me and you. So I argued with him and we ended up trying...
The green coat.
What? No, he ran away. He took the green coat and ran. He always won whenever we had arguments. But the message taught me something in the other direction. That when we walk in the street, sometimes we think, I'm not a big rabbi. What's the big deal if I cut the line? What's the big deal if I run the red light? It's not so. Because to the onlooker, there's no difference between you and a rabbi. to non-looker, there's no difference. You have the red, you have the beard, you have the, if you don't have the beard, you have the big kippah, you have the tzitzis thing out. You're representing yeshiva, you're representing orthodoxy. And when, especially when you guys go back to your families, you're all rabbis, you're learning in yeshiva. So you don't have to know everything, but you definitely have to behave in a way that it's a kiddush Hashem. So we're going out to the break. Everyone should have a good break. We should have a good tefillot on Yom Kippur. I hope we're going to have a lot of learning during the break. I hope so. I don't know yet what's going to be. There will be signs posted. And everyone should have a good rest during the break. And we should remember to make a Kiddush Hashem and come back with new batteries, rejuvenated. We'll have more positive learning next month. Amen. Amen. Cool too.